Okay, good evening, Rabotai. Frelich and Chanukah to all. Baruch Hashem, we're already a few days in, and we're already feeling the light and the lichtigkeit and the warmth of the Torah and the menorah and everything holy. What I want to talk about tonight is something that maybe is less holy than all those, and that is lighting candles in the Beis Knesses. And you'll see what I mean in a moment. We are familiar with the minhag that we have to light candles in a shul and a beis medrash between Mincha Ma'ariv every day of Chanukah. We are familiar with the fact that it does warrant a bracha, but what we're going to find tonight is that the lighting candles in the shul is a totally unrelated and distinct mitzvah chiyuv, whatever it is, we'll see soon. It's not really a mitzvah, it's not really a chiyuv either. It's totally unrelated to the regular mitzvah of Neros Chanukah that we are familiar with at home. And we'll see why that is. And we'll see, we're going to start off with why you shouldn't light candles in shul, certainly with a bracha. I mean, you could do whatever you want without a bracha. You could jump up and down and do somersaults also. But to make a bracha, of course, that we're going to see very significant reason why you shouldn't. And then we'll, you know, sort of reconstruct, see why we would. Let's just start with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, as we practice, I forgot to put numbering on this week, I'm sorry, but Beis HaKnesses Manicha B'Kosel Darom, there's a printing mistake in the Shulchan Aruch, it should mean K'Neros HaMenorah, something like that. U'Misadrim Mizrach L'Marv, Madlikim Mevarchin B'Beis HaKnesses Mishum Pirsum Anisa. The Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that we do make a bracha on the Hadlakas Neros in the shul, and he gives a reason for Pirsum Anisa. We're going to see that among numerous other reasons. It's interesting that he chooses this one. You'll see what I mean shortly. The Rama is very quick to point out, don't think just because you were in shul, or even if you were the chazan in shul who lit the candles, don't think you're Yotze, absolutely not. You have to light again in your house. That's the addition of the Rama. Now, this Shulchan Aruch obviously has precedent before him. Where did he get it from? It's not in the Gemara. Anywhere. It's nowhere in the Gemara. It's nowhere in Shas. There are Rishonim, you know, just a little snippet of a number of Rishonim. The Ritva says in Shabbos, Na'agu lahadlik b'bate knesios, kedei la'asos pirsum anisa b'makom harabim. I think that's the most typical reason you'd assume. You want to do pirsum anisa. Note the first word of the Ritva is nahagu. Nahagu, it's a minhag. Now, that's going to bring us to a very important question because we're going to have to talk about later, do you make a bracha on a minhag or do you not make a bracha on a minhag? But that we're going to talk about later. But now let's get into the history a little bit about why, where this, now I'm going to call it a minhag, not a din, but a minhag of lighting candles in shul, why, when, where did it start? Was it from the time of Chazal? Well, if it was, I would assume it should be in Shas, but it's not in Shas. When did it start and why did it start? Says the Shibali Haleket the following. Kosa Bal Hadibros, one of the Rishonim, Nahagu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah B'Beis HaKnesses. V'yesh Mekom Shenagu L'Hanicha Al HaPesach. Some places put it where in the shul? At the door of the shul, which is more similar to where we light, or at least Mir Kadim, we're supposed to light, which is at the door of our homes. V'yesh, and there are others who just light in the middle of the shul. Look at the next paragraph. V'gam anu nohagin lahadlik b'beis haknesses. Our minhag here, says the Shibali Haleket, is we light in the beis haknesses, like here in Shari Tefillah. V'lo yodanu shoresh v'anaf l'minhag hazeh. I have no idea why and where in the world this comes from. Why in the world should you light in the shul? The Gemara says there's a mitzvah to light candles, ner isha beiso. It's not beiso. And not only that, in fact, Mori Reb Yehuda, Hayanimna milahadlika. He said, absolutely not. He wouldn't light. V'chein da'iti nota. And so too, I assume, says the Shibali Haleket, you should not light in shul. And he gives a very simple reason why. Me'acha shekol, I underlined it, the second underlined line. Me'acha shekol echad ve'echad madlik b'veso, matzorech lahadlik b'veso haknesses. You're going home right after Marav, you're all running home to light your own candles. And he can make a bracha there. So why in the world did you waste wicks, time, and a bracha levatala in shul to do the exact same thing that you're about to do when you get home? There's no such takana. Why don't you do Pirsumanisa and stand on I don't know on the George Washington Bridge and climb up and start screaming Chanukah, Chanukah, Chanukah. There's no mitzvah to light in shul. The mitzvah to light at the entrance of your home. If you do that, that's great. Make a bracha. If you don't do that, so that's your own. You're making up your own Pirsumanisa, making brachas on it. What right do we have to make up our own Pirsumanisas and make brachas on it?
A gathering of Jews. Was no bigger Pirsumanisa than that?
But who's to say that there's any hadlakas neiros? There's a mitzvah to do that. There's no mitzvah to do that. It doesn't appear anywhere. You're making it up. There's nowhere in Chazal. There's no mitzvah to do your own thing as Pirsumanisa and make a bracha on it. The mitzvah is ner ishu beiso. Manich al petach beitomi bachutz. I'm just paraphrasing the Gemara. Mishain lo pesach b'slabeso, because he lives in the second floor, you put it in the window. And then the Gemara continues and says, b'shas ha-sakana, you should be just let in the middle of your dining room. That's all in your house. Doing it anywhere else does not appear anywhere in Shas. Exactly. Yes, we're going to say that. The Rishonim will say that shortly. We'll see that soon, yes.
So the Beis Knesset is like a bias.
Interesting, nobody says that. That's an interesting idea, but nobody says that. So, I hear that. Oh, you're sort of saying what he's saying. You're sort of saying that for, well, you'll see. Yeah, that's the next line. Yeah. Okay, that's the next line. So he says, you're going to light your candles at home anyway, so what are you wasting your breath and your brach levatalas in shul? Concludes the Shibali Halakat in the last paragraph of the Shibali Halakat. Maybe because there are people who sleep in the shul. V'ilu hayu arachin yishenu beis ha-knesses, hayu heim tzrichin l'hadlek. They do have to light. Why? The kaimel and achsenai chai b'ner chanukah. V'mein sham arachin ma tzrich l'hadlek. What is he saying?
You don't understand
what he's saying. Right, but he's saying, but if there are no arachim, so then what's the point? If you don't have people like that, then what's the point? Really, that's the next line also. Vishema, maybe there's a base dira for the chazan. Huh? maybe we should ask the chazan to move in. Guy Rabosai, I think we should start a fund. We should turn the kitchen downstairs. You know that back kitchen? We'll outfit it for the chazan, just like the Shibali Halakat says. And you could move in, chazan. And this way we'll get to hear you humming as we walk in and out. We'll hear you humming and singing the whole time. And we'll all be elevated by your beautiful voice. But nowadays, we don't have that in our shuls. We don't have an apartment for the chazan, therefore no one's living there, so what's the point?
People have seudas in shul.
What?
People have
seudas
in shul.
People have seudas in shul. Doesn't matter, that's not living there. You have a seud in shul, you're still going to light at home.
Huh?
You're still going to light at home.
Sometimes if you are posted by somebody, you will light by where?
That's only if you don't have a home.
If you are not sleeping.
So that means you don't have a home. That's a different story. But he's saying if that's not the case, if there are no guests who need a place. So the conclusion of the Shibali Halakat is, Rabosai, Bracha Levatala, Rabosai. Bracha Levatala. Comes the Beis Yosef and says, he knew the Shibali Halakat, he knew it. And he says, it appears to me you should make a bracha as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch earlier. Says the Beis Yosef, Nira Shetiknu, I underline the Shetiknu came Ipnei Ha'orchim. Ah, says the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef, it is because of the Orchim. Shein Lahem Bayis Lahadlik. Ukumo, like Mr. Veg said, Kamosha Tiknu Kiddush Beis HaKnesses Mishum Orchim. So that's the suggestion of the Kolbo cited by the Beis Yosef. But just like the people who are, we make a takana to make brachas, even though many people don't need Kiddush, but if there are, there might be people who need Kiddush, so we make brachas of a Mekadish HaShabbos, which is mamash, theoretically could be a bracha of Atala, if you're about to go home and do the same thing again. We do it for the Orchim, so too, we're going to light the candles in the Beis Knesses. And then now another reason. Because of Tam Acher, and again, continues the next line, because of Tam Acher, another reason, according to Kolbo, Shukadil Farisim Hanes, Befanoi Kol Ha'am. That's what the Chazan said before I gave him a hard time. Yes, that's the reason that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. I bolded the next three words, Ulisader Habrachos Lifnehem. What's the reason that he's giving in these three words? That, you know why the chazan or the gabbai should make the brachas in shul? So that when you go home, they didn't have art scroll.
It's like practice.
Yeah, it's practice. They wanted to do a, you know, like the model seder when we were little, they had a model seder. So that the kids should know what to do at the Seder, that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing a model hadlaka scenario, so everybody should know what to do when they go home. Completely parenthetically, who was here this week when I spoke about the controversial, my controversial speech between Mincha Ma'ariv about a non-Chabad person lighting for at a Chabad lighting in a, at a public park, at a public park? Is anyone here there?
So tell us what you said.
Okay, so Ma'isa Shahai, again, it's a tangent, it's going to add 2 minutes, so it's Dr. Fox's fault. So Ma'isa Shahaya, not so long ago, there was a Chabad rabbi, a very loved, beloved Chabad rabbi in a certain community who has his Chabad lighting in the community center, in the town hall, whatever it is, in some public area. And they do make a bracha when they light there, and we don't make a bracha when we light there. He, out of the generosity of spirit, invited one of the non-Chabad rabbanim of the neighborhood to be mechubad with the lighting. The Rav, who was mechubad with the lighting, said, oh my gosh, he couldn't say no because it would be a slap in the face to the Chabad Rav, who was very beloved and a wonderful person and a big Talmud Chacham and everything. But we don't make brachas at public lightings that are not in a house. It's not a bias. So he called a certain Rav and... The Rav said, Lamais the Rav Shechter was one who okayed the following svara. The Rav said a tremendous chiddush. He said, we could bring, I have a solution from Hilchas Melamdim. Hilchas Talmud Torah. Who said that? Yes. What happens if you have a six-year-old who's benching? Are you allowed to bench with Shem Hashem even if you didn't eat anything? If you're a Rebbe and you teach third grade, are you allowed to bench with the third graders to teach them benching, even if you didn't have a sandwich? 100% yes, it's mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem. So the svara was like this. Who's at these lightings? And they checked with Chabad Shliach, and he said, yes, it's mostly non-religious people, or many, many non-religious people. So what are you doing when that person's going up there? He's going up not because he holds, again, the Chabad rabbi holds that you're allowed to light. We don't hold like that. We hold that you're not allowed to lie. But the person could have the kavanah. What is he saying the brachas for?
To
say the Shem Hashem, like you're teaching a child how to say, like you're doing chinuch, how to say brachas. That was this week. And now Rav Shechter heard that svar. He said, I think you could rely on that svar, certainly in this touchy...
What do you do at home?
Go light it.
What did you say? Brach at home?
Yeah. And say brach at home, 100%. 100%, yes. You're not Yotze with that lighting. Rabosai, I came across this Beis Yosef. And what does Beis Yosef say? Beis Yosef says, I have a reason why this takana was, takana's chazal, or min chazal, that we do make a bracha in shul. One, he gives three reasons. One is because of Pirsumanis. One is like the Orchem. And then he says, I put it in bold. What is he saying? He's saying we could figure out that it's okay for a person to make a bracha in shul, bracha v'atala, why? To teach people when they go home to know what to do. Rabosai, another raya, not coming from Hilchas Melamdim, not coming from Hilchas Talmud Torah, from a Rebbe teaching his third graders how to bench, but from Hilchas Chanukah, you could bring a raya to that svara that...
people aren't going to go home and make
That's the goal. Why do you think the Chabad rabbi is doing it? So that people should go home and make the brachas. If not tonight, then tomorrow night, hopefully. That's the goal. Okay, that was the controversial point we talked about in shul this week. And this diuk in the Rishonim, I found after I spoke it out in shul.
Okay.
I just want to move on. Now, let's talk about, I understand there was a lot of politics when I came into this shul. I understand that there was a lot of politics about Kiddush on Friday night in this shul, specifically. I understand that there was a time that the Rav of the shul spoke to Rabbi Yashiv, and there was a back and forth, and there was a whole question, and some people suggested to me when I came to the shul, maybe we should change it back, and all kinds of things. Anyway, we're not getting into politics now, but I want to share with you a michtam, who's talking, Taka, about what Mr. Veg mentioned about Kiddush on Friday nights. After that, he's going to connect it to our sugya. Look what he says about Kiddush. Says the Michtam, one of the Rishonim, Odos regarding Kiddush b'leili Shabbos b'beis ha-Knesses. Shehol v'hukva ha-minog l'kadesh b'leil Shabbos b'beis ha-Knesses. there became the minhag to make kiddush Friday night litzorech ha'orchim she'ochlim v'shozim beis ha'knesses, for the orchim who do eat and drink, have their Friday night meals in shul. V'havil did who? For them, it is kiddush b'makom suda, so it's not a bracha levatala, because it's kiddush b'makom suda. For you and me, we go home, it's a bracha levatala, it's not b'makom suda. For them, it's kiddush b'makom suda. What about nowadays when we don't have orchim? That was, as I understand the question, that this shul had to deal with a few years ago. Gam bizman hazeh u'b'mekomos she'ein sham orchim, says the mechtam, what should you do? You should keep them in hug. Yesh lanu lekadosh b'beis ha'knesses al pi minhag ha'chachamim harishonim. Where do we find precedent that even when the reason, perhaps, of the takanas chazal doesn't apply, we continue to do the thing? The takana? Everywhere. Everywhere. All the time. Many issues. Hishiru ha'ga'onim minhag ha'kadmon. We continue to do the minhag al kano, on its foundation, where it originally was. Afal bisha botel tama takana. Fine. And especially since when you make kiddush in shul, it's a beautiful thing to make brachas b'farhesia, and it's kiddush Hashem. It's a beautiful thing. I'm not worried about bracha levatala on Friday night kiddush. Now let's get to his side point, but our main point. V'domel is, and he's bringing a proof to himself about making kiddush Friday night when you have no aniyim or orchim eating in shul. V'domel is there. Why they make that takana? This is what Mr. Veg said. Well, he gives a few reasons. That's the same point I just said of teaching people when they go home what brachas to say. And thirdly, and therefore he says that's another reason why we... Wait, do you see what he just said? We just found a new reason to light candles in shul. Why?
For the homeless.
Because they're for the homeless, correct. For someone who doesn't have a home, so of course, you don't have a home, you can make birchas harah. No, we could let the homeless fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas neros through the lighting in the shul. So we have to tell the next time you daven for the Amud on Chanukah, on Alel Chanukah, one of the nights of Chanukah, you should have in mind that when you're saying those brachas, you're being motzi taka. Anybody who doesn't have a home, you're being motzi that person in the hadlakas neros through this hadlak in the Beis HaKnesses. Yeah.
You can say the brachas yourself.
To say it in shul. In other words, the chassid is making it. The chassid is making it in shul. If he's not obligated to make it in shul, can he be motzi someone who is obligated?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just put everything together. We have a few reasons. We have one, because of the orchim who are there. Two, because of Pirsum Anisa. Three, to teach the people who, when they get home. So we have a few reasons already. Now, this is perhaps the most important source. You're making good diuk. I didn't notice that. We'll see something that's more explicit. I didn't notice that. You're right. But we'll see something that's even more explicit that hopefully will take your point and develop it even further. The next source, the Rivash, is actually, I think, the most mechudish perspective and an incredible tshuva. Listen to the shaila of this Rivash. Because he takes a number of the reasons that we just suggested and he knocks them out one after the other. Says the Rivash, we have a minhag, lahadlik shliach tzibar or hashamish beis haknesses lama. And now he's going to take all the answers we just explained and he's going to say, no, those are all bad. Ile pirsum anisa. Right? That's what the Chazan said. No. Kol echad chayv lahadlik beveso. There's no pirsum anisa in shul. What's the pirsum anisa? There are 50 people who are going to see the candles. Guess what? Every one of those 50 people is going home and lighting candles. Fine. I don't like that. V'lahotzi aniyim yedei chova, like kiddush. Listen to this svar he's about to say. Rabosai, what's unique about Chanukah candles, different than all the other mitzvahs? First of all, right, he has to, even a poor person has to be mocher ksuso to get himself candles. So if you're trying to be motzi, harei ha'ani ha'misparnes l'tzedakah, Chayev lahadlik b'beiso, even he has to. Just like where else do we see Where else do we see somebody has to sell their clothing to fulfill a certain mitzvah?
Not for
Ner Shabbos. Chanukah and Dalet Kosos. Rabosai, on first night of Pesach, do we make Kiddush and Shul? Why not? For this reason, because every single Jew, the whole reason you make Kiddush and Shul Friday nights is because the people who can't afford, who don't have the place, but on Lel Pesach, every Jew has to have Dalet Kosa, his own Dalet Kosas, and his own whatever. And therefore, you don't have to make Kiddush and Shul. He says the same thing applies to Neris Chanukah. The same din, Chayev Limkar Ksuso. And therefore, hold on, I hear your heart. You're saying he doesn't have a home. Fine.
I hear.
So he says, if you don't, just like on Lel Pesach, we don't make Kiddush and Shul because everybody has to have their own Dalet Kosas, so too, on Chanukah, every poor person has to still have his own candles. Ah, now he suggests that we haven't seen before. He says, wait a second, you know what? Maybe the one who lights the candles in shul, tak is yotzi with that kind of hadlaka, and he doesn't have to light when he gets home. He says, that can't be true either. Because we know that if somebody lives on a corner, you live on the corner of Central and Lord, you have a door on Central and a door on Lord. So where do you have to light your candles?
On
both. Why? Because of chashad. That means even though you lit in your house, you still have to light the other part of your house so people don't doubt, so people don't question you. If that's the case, certainly, the chazan who happened to be the shliach tzibur in shul tonight, of course he has to light at home. Even if you'll tell me he was yotze, he still has to light home because of this chashad. So he's definitely going to have to light at home anyway. So vayter, you're going to light at home. So what did you accomplish? By being yotze in the shul? Anyway, you're going to light at home, so you're going to be yotze at home. So why do it in shul? Listen to what his tshuva is. And this is a very unusual tshuva and a totally different way of looking at things from anything that we've seen before. Says the tshuva towards the top of page 2 of the Rivash. Ha-minhag hazeh lahadlik beis ha-kneses minhag v'atikin hu. It's an old minhag. But he says, you know where it comes from? Skip to the underlying line. He says, nowadays, do we really fulfill the mitzvah properly? Nowadays, the Gemara says, b'shas ha-sakana, you don't have to light outside, rather you can light inside your house. And that's how we Ashkenazim do paskin. The ikar hadlaka that we do nowadays, Tosus points out, is where? In our house, for our b'nei bayis. Nobody in our neighborhood lights at the doorway. And if they do, in Chutz La'aretz and Galus, and if they do, you should tell them, you're being fafrumt, but foolish. Because that's how we don't pass like that. What?
URA.
Worse than URA.
Worse than URA.
You might. URA just means you're doing everything right. It just looks bad. You're not. That's not the mitzvah here. That's not the mitzvah anymore. That's how many achronim say. It's not the mitzvah anymore to light outside. People, the Talmidei Chachamim never have their candles in the door. There are plenty of people who do it, and they're very proud of it. But it's not. That's not the Talmidei Chachamim. It's not how they do it. I remember calling. I was in Lakewood, and I was very into doing things my own way because I was from YU, so I wasn't gonna, I wasn't exactly gonna do things every single way Lakewood did it. So everybody lit it wherever they lit. I don't even remember in the dining room. I think Ron Cutler held. You should light in the dining room. And I figured, what do you mean? I have my own dorm, and the Gemara says I'll pesach beis on mi bachutz and bechutzer without it getting into the machlokas chazanish and briskur up. So I wanted to set up a little mamash lechatchila. I set up a low table right in the hallway, right outside from my door to the hallway, which is like pesach beis on mi bachutz, which is which would be mamash lechatchila. And I think one of my roommates said, why don't you call somebody? So I think I called him David Feinstein. And David Feinstein said, I don't remember if he said light in the window. I think he said, Ramosha held you light in the window. What do you mean? But I could light at the doorway. I could light at the door. I really had a real door. I said, no, you just light in the window. Why? This is the answer. The answer is because nowadays, the way we hold, the way Ashkenazim hold, is that the Ikar Hadlaka is taka for people inside. Which means what? If we light inside, you know what happens? There's no persuma nisa anymore. There's no persuma nisa in the sense of the way the Chacham originally intended. The whole persuma nisa is that there should be a public awareness, and now where am I lighting it?
family.
In my house. So why? You're missing the entire public Pirsum Manisa. If that's the case, says the Rivash, listen to this beautiful thing. Chacham, at that point in history, had to make a makeup, a takana, a consolation prize to allow there to be at least some Hadlokas Neros that's larger, that's public. So what do? In shul, meaning the shul is the tikkun for the fact that each and every one of us in our houses isn't doing the original proper prisum and isa. So at least we can't, and the halacha changed. We don't light at the doors anymore. We light inside for our families. But that prisum and that public prisum and isa Chazal originally wanted there to be has been replaced by doing it in shul.
In
Eretz
Yisrael,
wow.
In Eretz Yisrael, would they all do it outside?
It's a good ha'ara.
Sure.
It's a good ha'ara. But this is how he suggests was the history of the takana. That's what he says, that the real pirsum nisa. Fine.
Some people cannot do
that. That's the first half of the shir. The first half of the shir is we just went through a number of rishonim to understand where this. We start with Shmuel Elekid, who said that it's a bracha levatala and you shouldn't do it, and I don't do it. And then we ended up seeing Shulchan Aruch, of course, says yes. We saw numerous reasons, Pirsum Anisa, the Orchem. We rejected the Orchem maybe because of the fasting svar of the Rivash, that it's like the first night that they have to buy their own material anyway because the Chayav Limkor Ksuso, and this incredible another svara to help them know what brachas to make, and with this fabulous svara that is to replace the pirsum anisa that was lost when the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah was switched by Chachamim b'shas ha'sakana to go indoors. A beautiful svara, an incredible rivash. Fine, that's the first half of the shir. Now I want to spend the rest of the shir on what I wrote here, the $1 million question. Now, by the way, this rivash, I heard a shir from our dear chaver of Mati Neuberger Shlita from the White Shul, the assistant rabbi of the White Shul, and he used this rivash for something totally different, to answer up an incredible stira. This is a side point, before we get to the second half of the shir, side point. The guy who made that first night in shul, I think we honored the mayor, I think, right? The mayor? Mayor Felder was here, right? The Honorable Mayor Felder. Lawrence was zochet to have a mayor with a nice voice also, Baruch Hashem. We honored him to start us off. So he said a Shechianu. Did he say a Shechianu when he went home and lit at his house?
Yes.
100% yes.
Right.
What? Yeah. Wait, am I getting confused?
You made the shul, you make the two brachas at home.
Right, no, he doesn't. Maybe, no, I'm sorry, he doesn't. Thank you. He doesn't. When he gets home, he doesn't light. Right. Unless for his wife, maybe he could, but you're right. Thank you. I missed it up. However, so if he would light in shul, you go home, you don't say shachar, because you're ready, you did it already. However, I wasn't able to find the way, but Rabbi Neuberger said, the halacha is if the inverse case, let's say you lit at home, and then you come to shul, and you need to light in for the shul. You said shachar at home. The halacha is you do have to say Shechianu again. You said Shechianu already.
You want to teach the people.
I hear that. You're making a bracha. Yes. You already said the bracha. You want to teach the people. I hear that. Fine. That's a good answer. I didn't think of that. Thank you. Remind me after to put in my notes. Thank you. Rabbi Neuberger said a very geshmaka lamdas. Based on the rivash that we just learned, what did the rivash tell us? The rivash told us that the hadlaka that we do in our homes is lame, is missing a big chunk of the Pirsum Anisa. The halakha that you have in the shul is a takana to replace the gigantic Pirsum Anisa that's been lost in our home lighting. So therefore, as suggested Rabbi Neuberger, I don't know if he saw it from somebody or it's his own answer, if you say Shechianu at home, what are you saying Shechianu on? Your mediocre, your lame Pirsum Anisa, your family Pirsum Anisa. Then you get to shul, and what do you have the opportunity to do now? A real public Pirsum Anisa. You have to say Shechianu on that. However, if in the inverse case, if you said the Shechianu in shul first, you already did the
people one.
The full Pirsum Anisa. So you said Shechianu, now you're going to go home, and you did, it's like Yesh Bichlam HaSayimana, you already did the bigger one. So now you're going to go home for a small one and say Shechianu? I like that svar very much. I see one that two people don't. What? What's that?
One
that you're saying they're two different presumanis entirely. I don't think you have to say it's two different animals. It's presumanis. That's what you're saying. So I don't know if you have to say that. It's one's a half and one's a full.
But it depends. How is it full? It depends on who. If there are people that did not like
you, no, let's assume it's just you. Let's assume it's just you. You're right. Let's assume it's just you.
And you would have to, it would seem you would have to make
for that. Other people, maybe you could say Shechen. You're right. For, if it's just for you, correct. What did you say?
How is it full if the Iker was outside? Shul is not outside. Like,
but there's a community there.
Fine, there is a community. There is also a community that walks on the street and sees your light.
That's the fact. That it's by a window is just a happenstance. The Iker is, nowadays we hold the Iker had luck is for your family. So it's just as good as outside. Everybody from outside came into the shul. Okay. Now we're going to go to the second half of the shir, and that's the following. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh B'dvarav. The million-dollar question. I hinted to this earlier, but the question is like this. The question is very simple. We said just about every single rishon, we pointed out that this halacha of making a bracha in shul is not existent in shas. It is, at most, a takana. If you hold from it, it's a takana. It's a minhag. It's at most a minhag. And what do? We make a bracha. That means we're making a bracha on a minhag. Rabosai. This is a gigantic discussion in the Rishonim. And it's a gigantic machlokas between ourselves, the Ashkenazim, and our beloved cousin, the Sfardim, whether or not you make a bracha on a minhag. What's the proof in the pudding? Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. And the Halal on Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam says ever so explicitly, you could look at it in the, he talks about a few things. Look at the source in the Yabia Omer, the bottom page 2, the first underlined lines in the bottom section, after Beis. Yesh Ladaktik, I underline it. Sharei Anu, Nogim Kamosha Kosaram. Anu, this is Rebbe Avadi Yosef. So he's just talking about Sfarim. Not us, but Sfarim passing like the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. I have the quote. Says the Rambam, Kol Dover Shuhu Minhag. Afal Pisha Minhag Nevi'im, who even if it's a very, very early minhag, we're not talking about a minhag like, you know, that started by the, you know, the grand disciple of the Besht. We're talking about even a minhag of Nevi'im. Kol Gona Tilas HaRabba B'Shvi'a Shal HaChag, right? Like clapping Hoshanis on Hoshan Rabba. And certainly, something that came later, Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar Minhag HaChamim Kamo, Kriyas HaHalo B'Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, when there's a Chatzi Halo. Ein mevarchem alav. And this, of course, is the psak of the Sfardim. Sfardim do not say a bracha at Chatzi Halel because it's Chatzi Halel is only a minhag. And the Rambam says, and they pass like the Rambam, that they don't make a bracha minhagim. Rabosai. Sfardim shouldn't make a bracha on lighting candles in the shul. And let's just make it a little sharper. The Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, that Sfardim should not make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Yet that same Shulchan Aruch paskins, we saw it together in the first source on page 1, that everybody should say a bracha when they light in shul. We have a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, and a stira in our practice. It's not our, but the Sfardim have a stira in their practice. How come Sfardim do not, how come the Shulchan Aruch does not make a bracha for Rosh Chodesh, but they do make a bracha on the minhag of lighting in shul? So before we present a few answers, I'm happy to open up the floor. Can anybody think of a chiluk? How come the minhag of lighting in shul, you make a bracha? However, the minhag of light, the minhag of Rosh Chodesh, Halal on Rosh Chodesh, you don't make a bracha. Great. You're saying that maybe Pirsumanisa is qualitatively different. It makes it a bigger, even though it's not a minhag of Nevi'im, right? But somehow, qualitatively, the fact that it's Prisumanisa, it warrants a bracha, even though a minhag that's older and more authoritative from a Navi, but it's not Prisumanisa, so it doesn't warrant. I hear that. Fine.
Or it's a spin-off of the halacha in the house.
Beautiful. Yeah, he's going to suggest that. We're going to say that. Beautiful. We'll see that soon. Let's just develop what you just said. Shamshi suggested, look at okay, we could say it outside. It's not. It's the answer number 4. I wrote A4. There are 5 answers I have here, quoted from Avadia in this tshuva. On page 3, in the middle of the page 3, you see A4, answer number 4. So the Rebbe Avadia brings a discussion regarding a minhag that there used to be of having a haftorah on Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos afternoon, they used to have by mincha, there was a minhag to have a maftir, and the Baal HaMor says that, you know why? You can make brachas. How can you make a bracha on the haftorah? It's a minhag. We don't have this minhag. We don't make, thank God we don't have it. The davening is long enough on Shabbos afternoon. I'd imagine I have to get my kids to mincha. They say, but there's leaning. Imagine if there would be a haftorah. I say, what's my response? My response is, right, Kalmalis. My response is, Baruch Hashem, there's no haftorah. That might be a takana. That might be a takana derabanan. I don't know.
So much sharper.
Yeah, you can make a bracha on takaz. Yeah, we make a bracha on dinim. Dinim drabba, okay. We make brachas on. But minhagim we don't. Okay. So says the Baal HaMor, we're going to fill this in. So says the Baal HaMor, you know what? You know why you can make a bracha on the haftorah on Shabbos afternoon, even though it's only a minhag? Says the Baal HaMor. Does he say it? Or is this Rav Avadia saying? The Rid, I'm sorry. I'm towards the bottom of page 3. Says the Rid. The underlined lines on the bottom of page 3. I underline it. Kol davar shu chova. If you have a real chiyuv, and on top of that real chiyuv there is a hosafa. For example, we have a din called haftorah. You know what? They decided there's a minhag in some places that they have a hosafa on that minhag to also do a haftorah Shabbos by mincha. So there is a real din called haftorah, and that is adding on it. Says the Rid, kagon haftorah shenohegas shachris mitoras chov. There's a chiyuv to have haftorah in the morning, and there's a hosifu lin hokam b'mincha. Guess what? Since it's an addition, this is what Shamshi said. Yesh levarich on that minhag. So therefore, let's come back to our question. What was our question? How come when it comes to lighting candles, we do make a bracha on the minhag, but Rosh Chodesh we don't make a bracha on the minhag? The answer is because on Chanukah. Is there a mitzvah to light candles in general? Anywhere?
Yes.
Clearly, in your house. What did Chachamim do? What did the minhag do? It was mosif to also do it in the shul. So we were mosif on the minhag, and therefore, you can make a bracha on that. As opposed to, on Rosh Chodesh, is there any takana mikra hadin to recite halal?
Yeah.
No. So what are you doing? You're just making a minhag where it's not as in a hosafa, you're just starting a new minhag. Yeah, an old one. You're starting a new minhag to say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. But since it's not adding on to a pre-existing takana, the minhag is just a minhag. It's not a takana, and the minhag is to do more than the takana, to add something additional. It's not a second layer. It's just, you're just a minhag to say Halal Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. There is no base takana that you must say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. We're adding something. It's just a minhag to say Halal. Therefore, if it's just a minhag, then you can't. That's a very beautiful teretz that Rav Avadia builds on this Tosas Rid that Shamshi was mechaven to why there would be a bracha on the minhag of Chanukah candles, because anyway we're already doing the takana of lighting in our houses. We add on the minhag. Once you're adding on a minhag to a pre-existing takana, then you can make a bracha. Thank you, Shamshi. Let's go to another answer. We're just going to give two or three more answers, and then we're going to conclude for the evening. If you look at the top of page 3, he brings, there's a well-known gra. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik liked to quote this gra. Rabbi Soloveitchik had a lot of Torah about lighting candles in a shul. I never saw any of it, but I was told by somebody, I mentioned to somebody in yeshiva today, he said, oh, the Rav has a whole piece from the gra. This is the gra. So Rav Avadia quotes the gra. The gra says, right? What's the point? What is the Gra on the Shulchan? The Gra on the Shulchan Aruch is an incredible, incredible, incredible thing. He basically takes every word of the Shulchan Aruch and he tells you where in Shas you could deduce it from. So he sort of works backwards. He tells you every source in Shas for every word of the Shulchan Aruch. It's the most incredible feat of the past 400 years. Fine. Says the Gra, where does this din? We saw the Ramah told us that you make a bracha in shul when you light candle in shul. Says the Gra, where does this come from? He says, you know what this is like? This is like Hallel on Pesach. What do? Look at the second line of page 3. Shemavarchim alav on Lel Pesach, the Chazan, right? You read, you say Hallel, and you say Bracha. Yes, you say a bracha. I hope so.
Yes.
In fact, there are many people who walk out of shul, not because they don't like your voice. How do I know that? Because my old shul, people also walked out.
I don't think he rubbed it.
What? Okay. So people, there's a minhag to say halal on Lel Pesach. It's only a minhag, but you do walk. But you do say a bracha. Why? That's what the Gro is bothered by. Why are you saying a bracha if it's only a minhag? Says the Gro, just like we see that you make the bracha on the minhag of halal on Pesach night in shul. Must be that there's something unique about Pirsumanisa. Somebody said this svar before, but here it's just a little developed. The fact that it's Pirsumanisa makes it quite, Rabbi Feinstein, it's qualitatively different than other minhagim, and it does warrant a bracha. Therefore, halal on Rosh Chodesh, there's no Pirsumanisa on halal, there's no nes. I mean, the moon waxed and waned. You could call it a nes, but that's teva. I know teva is also miraculous, but okay, but it's halal, there's no nes to commemorate. As opposed to when you light in shul, it's a minhag, but it's a minhag to be Pirsumanisa, so it's qualitatively different than halal on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, it does warrant a bracha, just like the Pirsumanisa of halal on Pesach night. Because what's halal on Pesach night? You are announcing, we're going out of Mitzrayim now. This is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fine, beautiful terrace, another beautiful terrace. Another answer that Rav Avadia brings from the Shailos HaTshuva is Hisoros HaTshuva. Who wrote Hisoros HaTshuva? Shailos HaTshuva is Hisoros HaTshuva? If I remember correctly, this is the grandson of the great-grandson of the Chasam Sofer. Is it Rav Binyamin Sofer or the Chasan Sofer? I don't remember. Maybe it's the Chasan Sofer or the Ksav Sofer. I don't remember. It's the Ksav Sofer was the Chasam Sofer's son, and the Chasan Sofer is the Chasam Sofer's grandson. And the Hisoros HaTshuva is one of them. I don't remember who. I'm sorry. So he says something interesting that will work well with dovetails with something that we said in the first half of tonight's shiur. He says, nowadays, we don't light the candles the way we were supposed to. Al Pesach Beisim Bechutz. We can't light outside anymore. So we light inside. So therefore, we do our Pirsumanisa to who? To our families. What happens if you're single and you don't have a family? So where are you doing Pirsumanisa? To nobody. So you're not really doing any Pirsumanisa. We could argue about it. We could say, no, it's Pirsumanisa to yourself. Okay, but without saying that, if a single guy is going to light on his own house, not at the door, because nowadays our Iker Hadlak is for the people inside, it's just for yourself. So you're lighting for yourself, no Pirsumanisa. Guess what? You didn't do any Pirsumanisa. So you know what? Go to shul and do it right. So therefore, the bracha that we make in shul is because the people at their house didn't really fulfill the mitzvah. And they couldn't fulfill the mitzvah problem. There's no real Pirsumanisa at home. So what do you have to do? You go to shul, you light, and you do a Pirsumanisa in shul. So therefore, the lighting in shul becomes like the real lighting in a certain sense. We saw the Rivash said something like this. And therefore, you can make a bracha on that. What?
So according to this, every single person lights.
Good point. Or you could have one person light and be motzi everybody else.
Just with one person, he doesn't make a bracha.
What?
If he himself, he said, he doesn't make a bracha.
No, if you light Bizman, you do make a bracha. That's only if that's only if it's after Tichla Regem and Ashuk. Oh, if you're lighting inside your house?
No, you're single, no family, all you said.
Halach l'mayis is machlokas Mishnah Berurah and Igros Moshe and Moshe Feinstein, but we're not going to go into that now. Okay, let's just finish up. We're not going to do answer number 3. Answer number 4 we did. One other suggestion. And this is also very creative that Rav Avadia does. It's very creative because you see Rav Avadia's bekiyas and his creativity based on that bekiyas. I mean, you could be very creative, but if you don't have his bekiyas, there's only so much you could do. If you have his bekiyas and you have a little bit of creativity, you could do incredible things. There's a halacha called Mamrim, Zakei Mamrei. Zakei Mamrei is somebody who paskins against the psak of the city based in. And we kill him because he's trying to splinter Torah authority. So what kind of psakim, what will we kill him for? Well, it depends. What if he argues on Beis Din? But anything that Beis Din decides and he argues on, we're going to kill him? So the Rambam has a list of five different types of psakim that the Beis Din of that city might paskin. And if you, the Zaken Mamre, the Chacham in the ear, argues on the splinters away from that Beis Din's psak, we'll kill him. One of the things that the Rambam lists, you could look inside on top of page 4, and with this we're going to finish. The Rambam says in the second line, Echad hadvarim, for things that are dinim drabanan, dvarim sha'asam siag latorah, if the Beis Din of the city makes a siag, some kind of fence, and this, what should I call him, a maverick. This maverick rabbi, this Zaken Mamre, it's a good word, no? This maverick rabbi, Zaken Mamre, argues on the siag, we'll kill him. For example, look at the third line, Vehem, these are, says the Ram, this is the quote from the Ram, Hagzeros, Vahatakanos, Veha, Minhagos. Wow. Says the Rambam, if the Beis Din paskins a Minhag, and this maverick Zaken Mamre paskins against them, we will kill him for paskins against the Minhag that they paskins. Fine. And the Rambam continues and says, the mitzvah of listening to Chachamim applies even to these things, meaning even to Minhagim. And if you don't listen to Chachamim, the Isser of Lo Sasur, of not listening to Chachamim, applies even to Minhagim. So you see that the mitzvah of listening to Chachamim is even for Minhagim. If that's the case, listen to what he says. Maybe the Amira of Halal on Rosh Chodesh was not a takana of a Beis Din. It's a minhag, not a minhag that was established by a Beis Din, but rather it was a minhag that people started to be knowing themselves. What?
Sorry.
No problem. Look, keep on reading. He has a meiri.
Good.
That's the difference between you and me and him. He knows anything that there is. That, you know, he knows every meiri. We don't. Yeah, he does. He brings a meiri. So he has a meiri to prove this, but where he's meduyuk. But suggests to Avadia that maybe, and this is a conjecture, there's a difference between the minhag of Halal and Rosh Chodesh and the minhag of lighting and shul. You know what the difference is? Who started the minhag? There are two kinds of minhagim. There's minhagim that start from the top and go down, and then minhagim that start mit the viber mit the froy in the shtib, and it develops and becomes minhag Yisrael. So that's the difference. The takana, the minhag to light candles in the shul was the Chachamim made that takana, that minhag. That minhag, suggests Rav Adi, you could make a bracha on. After all, what do you say in the bracha? Asher kedishan v'sasav v'tzivanu. We just saw the Rambam told us that we are obligated to listen to the Chachamim. But that's if they made a minhag. If they made a minhag, we have to listen to them. But what happens if some people get together, right? You hear of everyone knows what a neo is? Neo? Neo Hasidim? Neo Hasidim, right? Bunch of people, right? All the guys are modern Orthodox and YU wearing jeans and plaid shirts with long lapels. You don't know the look? Okay, you have to read your, fine. So you have to get into the matzav. So they start to sing challah. We want to sing, we want to dance. It's Rosh Chodesh. They start singing challah. Okay, it's not going to say a bracha on it. It's a minhag that started not from chachamim. It's a minhag that started from ground root, and then it gathered and amassed a certain amount of energy and amassed a certain amount of credibility. And yes, it became minhag Yisrael that we say challah on Rosh Chodesh. But suggests Rav Adi, maybe it didn't start with the takana of the chachamim. And therefore, there's no chiyuv to listen to them. There's no vitzivanu. So of course, you're not going to make a bracha. It started. That's not the bracha. That kind of minhag that starts from the grassroots minhag that doesn't warrant a bracha if it's only a minhag, as opposed to a minhag that comes from the basin, from the chachamim, and goes down, you know, from top down. That they made a takana to do a minhag, like the lighting candles in the shul, that minhag we would make a bracha on. That's a different kind of minhag. So we have a number of answers to this million-dollar question. What's the difference between Rosh Chodesh Halal, where the Svardim don't make a bracha on a minhag, and lighting candles in shul, where we do make a bracha on minhag? The first one was, I don't remember them. The first one was, if you add to something, to a pre-existing takana that you already light at home, we're adding on something. The other answer that we answered was that Pirsumanis is qualitatively different. That warrants that kind of bracha, that kind of minhag does get a bracha, just like Seder night. Another answer that we saw is that the Hesaris Tshuva told us that for the people who are lighting at home, they don't really have anyone to see the their candles. So we do hadlak in the shul to help them fulfill their mitzvah. And finally, we conclude with this answer that there are two kinds of minhagim. A minhag that starts a grassroots minhag, like saying halal on Rosh Chodesh, that doesn't get a bracha. However, the takana, the minhag of a takana, like lighting in shul, that comes from above, from the chachamim's takana, there you could say with tzivana, that does warrant a bracha. A freilich mechanika, and be'ezus Hashem, we will see you all next Thursday night.